was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast with Dave and Chris, and we are back together for another look at some compilations. We hope you enjoyed our first installment of compilations where we looked at all the different collections that the Beatles put together or were put together for them, and we promised you part two would be coming. And
right.
Today we get to talk about all these solo compilations. So before we get started, I have to ask you, are you the greatest? Did all your friends tell you you're great, like Ringo?
No one has ever told me that.
the great.
Well, we picked that, obviously, because we're going to dive into some greatest hits collections.
Yes.
So that's most of these solo ones. Now, if you remember our All Beatles compilation episode, there were a lot more of those that were based around a theme. Like the love songs.
Mm. Rock and roll music.
Rock and roll music. But this is mostly greatest hits collections and mostly cash grab.
especially in the case of One Beatle, for sure.
Yeah, there's One Beatle. It's just had a ton of, oh, man.
Yeah.
One after the other.
Hard to
but,
keep up with.
They all kind of make sense. Why? I mean, there's one that really, really doesn't make sense, but the rest of them sort of like, at least you can see the logic behind why they released it.
Right. Last time we talked about the purpose of these collections, and it's a little different, like you said, for the thematic Beatle ones, but for these solo collections where people may not know a lot of the solo songs, they really are intended to be greatest hits, and that's kind of a big difference here. Now, some of them, it's a little bit iffy as to what is a greatest hit, because some of the songs on these collections were not actually hits. They're just kind of well-known, or like when we get to Paul, we'll talk about one of his albums that has an actual disc called Hits, and then the other one is something else. So there's a little bit of personal privilege put in here. But for the most part, I think, as we're going to start with John, his albums first here, I think almost exclusively all these albums are greatest hits collections.
Yes, absolutely. Or soundtracks.
Or soundtracks,
movies,
right.
Which we'll talk about a few of those. Right. One in particular that I really think is fantastic. All four Beatles had greatest hits collections released in the 70s. And I just wanted to say at the beginning, I feel like the 70s... Well, if you remember Eagles' Greatest Hits, which was a smash blockbuster, a giant release, a very, platinum selling.
Still is.
multiple platinum selling record.
Yeah.
And I feel like all of the solo Beatles kind of had a similar kind of release around the same time. So I guess we'll start with the first of these from John Lennon.
Yeah, the first one is called Shaved Fish, and it was released in the U.S. on October 20th, 1975, and then a few days later in the U.K. It actually was Lennon's last release on Apple Records, so they fulfilled their contract by that point. And, you brought up something interesting with the Eagles and that album, and what do you think about Greatest Hits? I mean, it's not called Greatest Hits, but that's what's on here on Shaved Fish. Up to that point. But what do you think about greatest hits for artists who are actually still alive and who are still kind of in the prime of their career? Does it seem kind of weird or like a little bit presumptuous to put together a collection like this?
It does. To some extent, I feel like a lot of them have been because of some sort of contractual obligation. Like, oh, well, we released this many albums and we have one album to go.
Yeah.
So we'll agree that this is going to be a greatest hits. That way you guys make your money and I get to, you know, tip my hat on the way out of the door
right.
and do absolutely nothing but still make a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
So pretty good deal for the artist, pretty good deal for the record company if he's changing companies. Or sometimes you'll see an artist go to a new company mm-hmm. and they'll be like, oh, we want to get something out. So they'll pop out a greatest hits of, you know,
yeah.
whoever, because they have the rights to that catalog now. So I think in the case of Lennon, there's a lot of that later in the career of like, oh, now they're with this company. So right. let's do
keeps
that.
Changing hands.
So
yeah, because it's the same tunes that you find here that are going to be on almost all of the rest of the collections. Right. I mean, we have
yeah.
Give Peace a Chance. We have Cold Turkey, Instant Karma, Power to the People, Mother, Woman is the of the World, Imagine, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Mind Games, Number 9 Dream, and then Happy Christmas with a little surprise at the end that we'll hear at the end of our show.
There's some weird things about this one.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to say in response to your question is, as much as I'm like sort of like you, like, you know, do we need a greatest hits? I have listened to a lot of greatest hits.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like particularly Elton John greatest
hits. Oh, that's
great.
Yeah,
those are good ones to hear. You know, instead of digging deep into his albums, sometimes I just want their greatest hits.
Yeah,
Emmylou Harris greatest hits. I was just playing over and over last year. So
James Taylor's greatest hits is a great.
Oh,
one too.
That's an excellent example because I don't necessarily want to dig deep and.
No.
Jimmy's catalog.
We already did that for an Apple Scruffs.
That's right. So, yeah. This one, yeah, it did seem like, well, his career's still going. What are we doing?
Yeah.
But there are some oddities on this. The Give Peace a Chance at the beginning's like a minute long.
Yeah, it's real short.
Hop out of it. I'm like, that was strange.
Yeah.
There's a unique edit of Mother that isn't available anywhere else. It just starts. It starts with the bells, but fades a little earlier than the album version. And then that funky ending to Happy Christmas goes to a weird thing.
Right.
Where Shaved Fish is must purchase though, just for the album cover.
The album cover is great. Yeah.
Really cool.
All the designs for each of the songs. Very cool. So that was from 75, and then after John was shot, the next one that came out was called the John Lennon Collection in 1982, and so you're going to actually find most of the same songs I just read with the addition of the tunes from Double Fantasy, which had been released. That was the only album he'd released since Shaved Fish. So
I think it also had I'm Losing You, mm-hmm. Dear Yoko.
Right.
And they released a single to go along with it, and it wasn't something from Double Fantasy. They wanted to find something that hadn't been featured before, so they released a single edit of John Lennon's song Love. So let's hear a little bit of Love.
Is free.
So that was the special single unique to the John Lennon Collection, which came out in 1982. I also have to say this is still my favorite of the Lennon collections, and it's the one that I had on record, and I somehow got rid of it. But I think it's really good. You get the full version of Give Peace a Chance. You have Love, which is a great, beautiful song on there. It included Jealous Guy is on there.
Yeah.
Which we hadn't had before. Stand By Me was on there. And then on the CD bonus tracks, you got to move over Miss L, which is kind of a fun rocker. So with the combination of the early tunes and then stuff from Double Fantasy, I think it's a really strong collection for a single disc collection.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. So the next item is actually from the movie Imagine. It's the Imagine John Lennon soundtrack, and it's unique. This was released in 1988, and I had this on cassette.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it, and it was absolutely perfect for a young person who didn't know very much John Lennon, because you got a side of Beatles and a side of solo stuff. It's sort of like Best of George, but this time intentional. We'll talk about Best of George.
Yeah, exactly.
And I loved it. It almost perfect. But here's the track listing. Real Love, the little acoustic version of Real Love.
The pre-Beatles version.
And then Twist and Shout, Help, In My Life, Strawberry Fields Forever, A Day in the Life, Revolution, Ballad of John and Yoko. Then you flip, and Julia, and Don't Let Me Down.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing first side.
Then you go, Give Peace a Chance, How, Imagine, Rehearsal Version, God, Mother, Stand By Me, Jealous Guy, Woman, Beautiful Boy, Just Like Starting Over, and then Imagine the Full Version. You know, it was great. And the other thing it had on it was those couple, like the demo of Imagine, mm-hmm. and Real Love, I think had this been released maybe 10 years later, they would have blown that out and put a few more things that were in the film.
Sure.
Like some other guy, I think, was in the film. And then we might have got a few more of those demo type things. But I wore this tape out. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, so, it was a great movie, too. So it all fit well together. And I like that it's a mixture of, you get the full picture of Lennon as a solo and as a group member.
So then we're then 1997.
And here we go.
Here we go again. Now we get Lennon Legend, the very best.
Oh, okay.
Of John Lennon. Now, what do you think about when it's very best?
It's not the best.
It's like, thing I bought before was just the best. Yeah. That's garbage. This is the very best.
This is marketing 101 here.
But to me, it's like the same. What's the difference between it and the John Lennon collection? Is just there's a little bit of milk and honey.
That's right. That's the only difference. Yeah. Oh, well, and I guess the U.S. single version of Mother issued in December 1970, so it's kind of a shortened, truncated version. Yeah. But yeah, big deal. This was extremely popular, though, released in 1997, and was a big hit. Entered the charts. It peaked at number 3 in the UK, and then it's been one of the longest charting albums that failed to reach the top 40 in the US. So even though it's been a platinum seller, huge seller, but it was never a huge hit, but it was extremely popular. It's kind of like one of those albums that just is always like the Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Is always a consistent seller, even though it wasn't always number one.
Well, I guess, you know, it is kind of essential to have a couple of those milk and honey tracks, especially I think both of us love this song. So let's hear a little bit of Nobody Told Me.
Devo! Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. Thank you.
Ah, such a great song when you hear Nobody Told Me, which you can find on the very best of John Lennon, Lennon Legend, which we should mention the artwork, too, or the cover. On the John Lennon collection, the two pictures are very haunting because they were taken the day he was shot.
Yeah.
And so it's just pretty haunting for that reason. And then this picture has John with his sunglasses on, and I don't have the album with me, but I remember reading somewhere that inside there's a picture of him holding a bunch of dollar bills, and then there was some, the reviewer made the allusion that John is counting all the money from re-releasing the same songs over and over again. So I'd have to check that out. But anyway, there you have it. There's Lennon Legend.
Well, speaking of re-releasing something, in 2004 came out a collection. And now, I'm sort of surprised there's not more of this, because in the Jimi Hendrix post-death catalog, which keeps rolling on and on, it's you get all kinds of this, and it's John Lennon acoustic.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, let's find some just acoustic tracks. They're all demos, and almost all of them had been released on the John Lennon anthology.
Yeah,
so it's sort of like, well, the people didn't buy the box set. Let's put a couple of those tracks out and then throw a couple of other unreleased things on it. It plays all right, though. It's it's worth a listen.
Yeah.
But it just felt a little bit like a cash grab, for sure. Feeling a lot more like a cash grab. Working Class Hero, the definitive Lennon.
Not the very best?
The very best was garbage. Oh. This is the definitive.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is a two-discer.
Yes.
And we add Borrowed Time, Bless You, You Are Here, and a few others. I will say, if you're only going to get one of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the most bang for your buck.
Yeah.
A two-discer, 2005 release, Working Class Hero. Sort of an etching-looking cover. Sort of Lennon's profile in gray.
Yeah. I guess the only real difference about this album is that they used remasters from... I remember buying Imagine and John Lennon Plastic Ono Band when they were remastered in about 2001 or something. And so this collection makes use of the upgraded tunes. So that's really about the only new feature about it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it? I think when we get something like that, it kind of does. I mean, unless you're talking vinyl, which is a total different ball of wax. Literally. something like this deflates some of those earlier ones. Like it makes, who's going to go back and buy Lennon Legend if you can get Working Class Hero?
Right.
For about the same price and two discs. And you're not missing anything on Working Class Hero.
And better sound quality. Yeah.
Better sound quality. After that, there's one more soundtrack I wanted to talk about, which was the U.S. versus John Lennon. This almost sort of works like a theme thing because that movie was a lot about his trouble with the government. And so there's a lot of sort of his more political stuff like Attica State and things like that. You also get a couple interesting tracks on this. Yeah, an instrumental version of How Do You Sleep and Here We Go Again is on this too. So
that was on your favorite album, Men Love Avenue.
Yeah. So Men Love. Can't wait till we talk Men Love.
Yeah.
So a couple of interesting items on that one, sure.
It was a very good movie, too. I highly recommend if you've never seen the U.S. versus John Lennon. It's a really interesting movie.
You know, we're going to get into a movie series here
pretty soon. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So you'll hear more about that in an upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Now,
to wrap up, John, I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, so are we going to agree probably that...
Well, you're missing one, Dave.
Okay. I am forgetting one. We've got hits too, right? We not only have the very best, the definitive, but we also have to have an album of just the quote-unquote hits. So let's have Power to the People, which seems like an odd choice as a hit.
Power to the People. Hits. And it's Power to the People, the hits.
The hits.
No bigger hit than Power to the People.
I know, that's an odd choice. Yeah.
and then follow it up with Give Me Some Truth as the second track.
Yeah. Was that a hit?
And then Woman, Instant Karma, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Cold Turkey, Jealous Guy, Number Nine Dream, Starting Over, Mind Games, Watching the Wheels. I mean, it's just the same stuff.
Yeah.
Stand By Me, Imagine, Happy Christmas, and Give Peace a Chance. They released this the same time as the Give Me Some Truth and the John Lennon Signature Box.
Mm-hmm.
It's like total overload to the market, and why they decided, oh, we absolutely have to have a hits collection released with this is beyond me. This is the worst of the bunch.
Yeah.
This is my I'm marking this worst of the bunch.
I think it's the one that you see at used record stores for about $1 in the giveaway clearance bin, because it's I mean, you've heard these songs
next to some of the Ringo albums.
Next to some of the Ringo albums. Yeah. Right. So completely unnecessary. And I think if we had to sum it up here, if you don't have a greatest hits Lennon album, go for Working Class Hero.
Yeah.
Probably the best one to go with.
I agree. I agree. And second place might be Shave Fish, just for the cover.
Yeah. Yeah, which is cool. That'd be a great poster to put on your wall.
Yeah, buy it, put it up on the wall. It'll
look
cool.
Exactly.
So now we'll move on to another Beatle.
Yay. All right, let's go to Sir Paul McCartney, and we devoted a whole episode to his most recent compilation, which was Pure McCartney, so we're not going to talk about that again. But there were a couple that came before, and I know you found them pretty interesting to research, especially the first couple.
First one, and he was the last of the four to release a greatest hits, and he released a Wings Greatest. Now, and this came out in 78. By 78, they probably had enough to make it a double album, but they, on his insistence, I believe, made it a single album, and really, I mean, this thing sold like hotcakes.
Yes, it was very popular.
Yeah.
So
you did get some things you had not gotten in album form before, like High, High, High and Junior's Farm. I think the thing that really makes this one stand out, once again, is the cover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is that statue. They went to great lengths, I guess, to
looks
to
very elaborate.
Take this statue out in the Alps or something and put it out. And then Linda like insisted there was like certain amounts of snow around it.
Yeah.
Took this picture just for this album cover. It's crazy.
Yeah. So it's notable for that cover. Pretty good collection. Of course, it ends with Mull of Kintyre, which was huge hit, not in America, but in UK. And otherwise, it's the same tunes you would mostly expect. So your Silly Love Songs and Band on the Run had a very recent hit of With a Little Luck, which was on London Town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, My Love, the usual favorites are on there. So
I believe that's the normal version of
yes.
not the super duper long version, which we'll talk about here in just a moment.
So pretty good collection. But then, of course, like we said, Wings was still going at that time. So it's a little odd. So we had to wait until Wings broke up to get an actual second greatest hits.
Well, when CDs came out, you know, we got all those Beatle releases, and we got All the Best, and this was one of the first CDs I had. The American CD version at Band on the Run, Jet, Ebony and Ivory, Listen to What the Man Said, No More Lonely Night, Silly Love Song, Let Him In, Say, 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 Live and Let Die, Another Day, Sea Moon, Junior's Farm, Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, Coming Up, Good Night Tonight, With a Little Luck, and My Love.
Yeah, great collection.
So, great collection. I never, you know, I listened to this hundreds of times, probably.
Yep.
Loved it. And I didn't know, you know, what did we know back then? that there's a completely different All the Best released in the UK and Canada with completely different tracks. It had Maybe I'm Amazed on it, and Pipes of Peace.
Yeah.
The long version of With a Little Luck. We All Stand Together, which I'd never heard of probably by, at that time.
Which we featured on a previous podcast, I believe.
Yeah. That's right. Mull of Kintyre, aforementioned. The studio version of Coming Up.
Yeah.
And the track listings are all different.
Yep.
But it also had a song that you can't get anywhere else. And I think still hasn't been released on any other collection.
No, I don't think so.
And that is a song called Once Upon a Long Ago. Now, I have the vinyl, which I purchased at a local shop just a few days ago, actually. So I've now heard this. So let's listen to Once Upon a Long Ago, and then we'll briefly talk about Once Upon a Long Ago.
Scales and broken chords, puppy dog tails in the House of Lords. Tell me, darling, what can it mean? Making up moons in a minor key. What are those tunes got to do with me? Tell me, darling, where have you been? Once upon a long ago, searched for treasure. Nature's plan went hand in hand with pleasure. Such pleasure.
How do you like that sexy sax solo?
Very sexy, isn't it? Sultry, yeah. Interesting, I was reading about this song a little bit, and did you know it was supposed to be a duet between Freddie Mercury and Paul?
I just read this myself, yeah. Can you, crazy.
Can you hear that? I mean, I guess, maybe.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, Freddie would add to it, that's
yeah,
for
he
sure.
certainly would, yeah, embellish a lot. But, yeah. I've always had a soft spot for this song for some reason. It's very catchy, like a one that haunts you, sticks with you in a weird way. It's got a very small musical range to it, but it's got cool chords. I think that's what adds a lot.
I like the sax solo. Do you like the Puppy Dog Tales in the House of Lords lyric?
different idea there. Yeah.
Now I've also heard that the origin of this song, why he wrote this song, was he was approached by Rob Reiner to write some songs for The Princess Bride, and that he didn't like them. The songs, which was this and I think Beautiful Night.
Yeah, from Flaming
and
Pie.
He was like, get rid of these.
Yeah, not good. It's got a cool video too. If you want to check out the video, he's playing a big upright bass. He's kind of in the middle of a field or something. It's nice, and I do like the lyric, picking up scales and broken chords, and then I like the musical references and making up moons in a minor key.
Yeah,
kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And apparently they released a video of this on VHS.
Oh.
So I'm gonna have to get my hands on.
There you go.
Along with the All the Best album. And they had this song, Stranglehold.
Oh, from Press to Play.
Pretty Little Head and We All Stand Together.
Wow.
So
this is kind of it's sort of like the lost McCartney years, those mid-80s.
Yeah.
Before Flowers in the Dirt. Sort of like, what was he doing? What was going on?
So, yeah.
But that's a cool song, and that it fits well, even if not on the U.S. version, but it works well on All the Best, which... I like the cover of, because Paul has his Rickenbacker bass on it.
I guess there is a CD single that was released of this in America that had an extra long version of it on it somewhere. So, Once Upon a Long Ago. So I was excited to. I mean, it was a weird experience the other day listening to that record. Because it's like just things are not in the order. You know, you get so used to the order.
Right.
And just the first two tracks on the UK version are Jet and then Band on the Run. And I'm like, that's wrong.
No. So pretty great collection. And so then Paul would take a little while to come up with another one. And not until the late 90s, early 2000s did we get our next one with Wingspan. And Chris, I need you to make the sign for me here. There it is. He's doing yes, that's the cover.
Wings. This one's for all the Wingspans.
Yes, to go along with the documentary.
I think this is really great. And when I bought this, I really spun it a lot. And I think it's a really good collection, and it really kind of goes with the documentary.
Yeah.
It has some more, they added that bip bop, hey diddle, fool around version.
Yeah.
With kids playing in the background and stuff like that, which I didn't mind because I'm like, oh yeah, that was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a couple. There are a couple questions I have about this though, which is why all the tug of war stuff? It's this wings. I don't think it was even mentioned in the documentary, but we get the single edit of Tug of War, the single edit of Take It Away. I'm not complaining. I like to have both of those. But then you also get two different versions of No More Lonely Nights.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what's this? Where is this coming from? Wings is like well over by the time we get No More Lonely Nights. So I thought that was odd. But
I remember that being a critique about the album is, like, is this the long Wings period here? Or, why are those songs on there? It is a little weird. Now, especially No More Lonely Nights when he was clearly a solo artist by that point in 84. So maybe back in 82 there was going to be a reunion, or they might have thought. It was actually some of those Tug of War songs were written earlier. But, I'm with you. I don't really understand why they're on there.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah,
but it's a good collection of songs. And what do you think of the? There's one disc that's hits.
Yep.
One disc that's history.
I remember liking that a lot, and that was the first time I'd really heard the song "Tomorrow" from Wildlife, which is on there. And that was kind of a find because I didn't really spin Wildlife. Also, another song we both like and we're going to play, right? Daytime, Nighttime Suffering.
Yeah, the B-side for Good Night Tonight, they added it to this collection. And that one really stands out to me. So let's hear that.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret, mighty river, give her all she gets. What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of
Great song. What do you think of Daytime, Nighttime Suffering?
Oh, yeah. I really think it's a great tune. It's one of the best B-sides of his. So it's a good collection.
Yeah.
You know, but it does end at about No More Lonely Nights time.
Yeah.
So it's not as complete, I guess, as Pierre McCartney, which brings you up to current day.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff from New even on Pierre McCartney. So I think maybe the two disc of Pierre McCartney might be the recommendation.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Even you know, as much as I really like Wingspan, and as much as I really like All the Best, you know.
Yeah, I think it would work the best for a typical fan or someone just getting into Paul to have the two disc version. Yeah,
Wings Greatest. You're just losing too much.
Yeah,
it's just too short. There's not enough.
No. No.
Not enough stuff. So, yeah.
So there we go. So we got Working Class Hero for John, and then the two-disc Pierre McCartney are the recommendations there. So as we move on to George, which George doesn't have too many because there were a lot of years he just kind of didn't do too much. So the first one is the funniest, though, and that's the Best of George Harrison.
Yeah, well, this one, similar to the what we talked about, Imagine, John Lennon, has a side full of Beatles stuff and then a side full of solo stuff. But that was not his choice.
No.
this was a total, like, record company making a decision on him, and so it's sort of upset George. He doesn't like it. His wife Olivia calls it an abomination, I believe. So what do you think of the track listing here on this?
Well, so yeah, the first side, you've got the typical songs, the great Harrison tunes, Something and Here Comes the Sun, pretty much most of the tunes after, well, from Rubber Soul on, right? You've got If I Needed Someone and Think for Yourself, and then kind of scattered ones from then on. Second half or second side is a little odd because you have Bangladesh as a choice, which is one of the few places you can get it on a recording.
Yeah.
I guess that was what it's notable for. But it seems like such a thin album, like,
well,
skimpy.
What, there's only one track from All Things Must Pass.
Well, there's two.
I'm sorry. There's only two tracks from All Things Must Pass, which is, I think, why they think it's so insulting. It's like, oh, here's this great album, and you've only got a couple songs from it.
Yeah.
But really, you could have made all of side one All Things Must Pass song.
Sure.
And some of his other tunes from Dark Horse and some other songs like that make the second side, but no, they didn't do that.
No.
So he was upset about it, and a lot of historians don't like it too much. However, if you're getting somebody into, similar to Imagine, if you're getting some kid into, you know, George, it's like, hey, have a listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it would work pretty well.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar to the John Lennon Imagine movie, where you've got the half and half, although it's a lot skimpier, but that at least the same idea. So it's kind of useful. So that was 1976. So then in 1989, we got the next George collection, which was the Best of Dark Horse, 1976 to 1989. So this covered from where he ended to through Cloud Nine, with a couple of special new tracks.
Yeah, what do you think of this? So, obviously, George just had a career resurgence.
Yep.
With Cloud Nine and the Traveling Wilburys too.
Yeah.
Just popping up just then, so it's like, oh wow, we got to get something out to introduce some more of his work. And it sort of seems to me, one, that they're trying to work with the collection that's out there and not put any of those older songs on there pre 76. But what do you think of when he records new songs for a greatest hits album, or when anybody does that?
That's a good question, because nowadays you'll see that for they'll put on a bonus track or something. But
yeah,
for back then, I guess George never really thought of himself as much of a hits kind of guy. He was more about the song, and if it was a hit, that was great. But I think he just wanted to record some new tunes and had some things laying around from, you know, we had Cheer Down, Poor Little Girl, Cockamamie Business, and they were just kind of around, and it was a place to record them. So
yeah. Well, let's hear Cockamamie Business. It's a pretty good track, and very much it'll sound like, you know, it belongs on Cloud 9.
Right.
So here's Cockamamie Business.
Chops on Neil Pine Island, paid my dues at the Marquee. Slacked off by the enemy, lost my stash, my virginity. This cockamamie business. Got my face on its Sullivan, broke my heart.
Dave, was that Jeff Lynne on the background?
I have a feeling that Jeff Lynne's imprint is all over this track, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like it could be. It's just an outtake from Cloud 9. Actually, all those tunes, Poor Little Girl and Cheer Down, all have that same Cloud 9 with the Cloud 9 sound with the slide guitar, real tight sound, dry. Yeah.
Cheer Down, I think, had been on a soundtrack album of Lethal Weapon or something like that, or Lethal Weapon 2 or something.
Yeah, some of that no one ever watched.
I'm of two minds when someone records, like puts out a greatest hits and then puts out a couple new songs on it. One, it's like, oh, well, it's a nice little treat for you. But then years later, you're listening back. And a Cockamamie Business kind of works. It almost feels like a hit.
Yeah.
But like the other song, Poor Little Girl, it's sort of like Christian Laettner being on the Dream Team. You know, it's like, yeah, Christian Laettner was on there too.
Yeah.
Kind of
it's forgettable.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dream Team. So,
yeah.
Yeah, a pretty good collection, though. And I enjoyed it and listened to it quite a bit on CD back in the day.
I think I got it as a freebie from Columbia House. That was one of my
12
free CDs back in for a penny or whatever it was.
Great choice.
Great choice back then. So that was 89, and then it took 20 years for George to come out with another one, or I guess by this point it was Olivia, and that would be Let It Roll, Songs by George Harrison in 2009. And what do you think about this collection?
Well, it's a little strange. There's a lot missing. Now, back for just a second to Best of Dark Horse. They went tropo three times of Dark Horse. So that's my biggest question about that one. But then we don't go tropo at all on this one.
There's no tropo.
No tropo. There's no extra texture.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't read about it at all. But more notably, there's nothing from Dark Horse or 33 and a Third, which I think is just hurts it in my eyes. And instead, they sort of padded out with the live versions of Beatles stuff from Bangladesh.
Right.
It's all Bangladesh. It's not like nothing mixed in there from live in Japan or anything like that. So to for that those reasons, it slightly misses the mark to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I can recommend any of these as a complete package of George Harrison. I still think we're waiting for the ultimate thing. But there is at least one notable track on this. I mean, it's pretty good track listing if you want to go through the track listing here, I guess.
Yeah, we've got My Mind Set on You, Give Me Love, Let It Roll, or Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp, My Sweet Lord, then the live version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps from Bangladesh, All Things Must Pass, Any Road, This Is Love, All Those Years Ago, Marwa Blues, What Is Life, Rising Sun, When We Was Fab, Something, also from Bangladesh, Blow Away, Cheer Down, Here Comes the Sun from Bangladesh, then the next song we're going to play for you, which is called I Don't Want to Do It, and then Isn't It a Pity? So, I mean, it was, again, no Traveling Wilburys either. So,
yeah.
Very Olivia's choices here, I guess. But
yeah.
I wonder if some of it was because the album was 2009, was released around the time of the reissues of, remember the Apple years? I guess that was more recent, but maybe they were waiting, kind of like, Pure McCartney, we're not going to put any Flowers in the Dirt on there because we're going to wait and release it all.
It's dumb, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Really dumb.
Yep.
But a good place to get your I Don't Want to Do It from Porky's Revenge. What do you think was going through his head when he's like, oh, Porky's Revenge? Oh, the third or fourth Porky's film? Sure, yeah, I'm in. I'll contribute to that.
Really hard up for money or something at the time, I guess. But it's funny because he didn't really probably get too much money from this song because it wasn't written by him.
Yeah, it's a Bob Dylan tune done by George Harrison, and on this collection, I Don't Want to Do It. So I figured out what happened.
Oh, yeah?
George's manager called him up. He's like, what track are you going to put on this Porky's Revenge thing? And he's like, I don't want to do it. And he's like, okay, I'll play that. No. I meant.
That's as good an explanation as any, I think. It's not a bad tune. I like the organ on there. Sounds pretty good. I guess the difference here, this is sort of like Pure McCartney in the way that it's organized. It's not chronological. So you kind of dart around from the different periods. So that's maybe something interesting about it, but yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff from All Things Must Pass, Brainwashed, and the Concert for Bangladesh. And then a couple other things peppered in. A
few Cloud Nines. Yeah. So anyway, we're still waiting for the definitive / very best. George Harrison collection.
Ultimate
George Harrison
Platinum collection.
So that leaves us with number four here. So
yeah,
Ringo.
Blast From Your Past was the first one from Ringo, 1975. Mm-hmm. Blast From Your Past, I believe, is the very final Apple Records release.
It is. Yes.
Until it was revived in the 90s. So. And the cover, I'm sure you've all seen the cover, is like a It's like Ringo has been electrocuted.
Yeah, he's like, it's like all blurry, like, yeah. Blurry. Yeah.
Somebody gave him good shake. Yeah. Never shake a Ringo. That's what I. That's my hard, fast rule. Pretty good collection.
Mm-hmm.
You got your 16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind, No Song, It Don't Come Easy, Photograph, Back Off Boogaloo. Your second side is Only You and You Alone, Buku Blues, Oh My My, Early 1970, and I'm the Greatest, and then they get you out.
Yeah, it's real short quick. One. Short and sweet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. And what more do you need?
Yeah, pretty much. You really don't need to buy another Ringo album after that one, actually. You kind of have it all.
Yeah.
But you have that chance.
You have that chance because in 1989, on Rhino Records,
yeah,
you got Starstruck, : Best of Ringo Starr Volume 2. Now, this really works as a second volume to this Blast From Your Past. But it was a real flop. And it shows you how lackluster his career had gotten by then. Like, yeah. It never charted anywhere. It's like, didn't even show. I do an impersonation of a guy at Coconuts in 1989.
Coconuts.
See, go on the shelf. Like, oh, look, is it Ringo? What's this? Oh, it's Best of Volume 2. Oh, what's on it? Never heard of any of these. You know what? I'll wait 6 months and get it in the bargain bin.
Yeah, exactly.
So
forgo the $16.95. Yeah.
Yeah. Starstruck. What's on Starstruck?
A bunch of tunes I confess I've never heard. You've got Rack My Brain, which is a George tune from Stop and Smell the Roses, I believe. In My Car, Cooking in the Kitchen of Love, which we discussed on our Ringo's Roto Gravure album review.
That's right.
I Keep Forgetting, Hard Times, Hey Baby, which was also on that album, as was A Dose of Rock and Roll, Private Property, a McCartney tune, Can She Do It Like She Dances, that already sounds like a flop.
On Earth?
Heart on My Sleeve, Sure to Fall in Love with You, that's a Carl Perkins song the Beatles did, and then She's About a Mover.
They add a couple tracks on the CD, right? They add a Hopeless and You Belong to Me. It's like, I mean, really, if you look at that, you're just like, what?
I don't know any of that. Yeah.
I don't know any of these songs. So that's a skipper.
Yeah.
I don't think you should go. I don't think that should be the definitive one.
No.
I think the definitive one's got to be Photograph, the very best of Ringo Starr.
Yes.
I'm always amused at those very best ofs. Like we were talking about.
It's
this
all
one came out 2007. 20 tracks. They don't miss anything crucial at all. There's a couple of interesting things on here. A couple of ones you just mentioned are stuck in there. We get some stuff from Goodnight Vienna. We get Weight of the World from Time Takes Time.
That's a great tune. Great tune.
And then King of Broken Hearts from Vertical Man. Let's hear this one. I think you'll recognize some of the guitar stylings of a certain performer on this one.
Start. I'm the king of broken hearts. I was waiting for the bells to ring. My love for her keeps lingering, praying that she
broken hearts I've lost before I ever start to love again. I'm the king of broken hearts. I'd give it all away to find a friend again.
I think that must be Dark Horse on the slide guitar there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Dark Horse shirt,
you
too.
You are. Yeah, so, that's great.
But it also has absolutely every track that's on Blast From Your Past is on this, too.
So
there's no reason to just get Blast From Your Past, but why not get this? You'll get a couple extra tunes.
Yeah.
Fading In and Fading Out, Rack My Brain, and a couple things like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good collection overall, and... I think that sums up Ringo's career pretty well. So there you have it. That's quite a tour. Oof. I know. I'm exhausted.
Well, we don't need another Ringo greatest hits.
No.
That'll do us. We do need another George.
Yes.
That's like more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
Pure McCartney is going to work. And what did we say on
Working Class Hero?
Working Class Hero, the definitive collection.
Yes.
Add those to your shopping cart.
Yes.
For your non solo Beatles fan. Your Beatles fan who has not gotten into the solo stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a foursome for Christmas.
Yes.
Or a threesome. and then just tell them, like, your George present's coming next year.
Yes, hopefully.
For a couple years. Do you think we'll get yet another McCartney greatest hits because he's now signed with Capitol Records?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because, you may have seen the news that Paul has re-signed with Capitol Records and they're going to take all the rights to all of his albums. So I don't know. If history is any judge here, I think we may see another cash grab here. Although it's hard, I can't imagine it would be for another year or two.
Yeah,
at least
if they release another one like next year or something.
I mean, really, it's just shameless.
Come on.
So, but interesting stuff. So, we hope you've enjoyed hearing this about this tour through compilation volume 2. Well, what are we going to go out with? We're going to go out with that weird little. This was always a surprise to me when I would listen to Shaved Fish because it's not what you expect. The ending, if you listen to the end of Happy Christmas. Which I didn't know ended this way for a long time because I kept hearing it on Shaved Fish. The end of Happy Christmas, they're clapping and, it's a nice atmosphere. But what's going on here at the end of Shaved Fish?
This is a live recording, I guess, from a one-to-one concert from 1972 of Give Peace a Chance. And it's real funky. So we go from Happy Christmas into this real funky thing. So... And this is the end of Shaved Fish. So enjoy the end of Shaved Fish and the end of the episode. See you next time.